Welcome to a special In Case You Missed It weekend edition of Hot Off the Wire. In it, we look back at some of the top stories from the past week, as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your host. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, let's look back at some of those headlines. The state of the economy was front and center this past week. Inflation eased slightly in April after months of relentless increases, but remained near a four-decade high. Consumer prices jumped 8.3% from a year ago, below the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March. However, there appears to be no end in sight to inflation. So-called core prices jumped twice as much from March to April as they did the previous month. Inflation could remain high well into 2023, leaving many Americans burdened by price increases that have outpaced pay raises. By Friday morning, gas had hit a national average of $4.43 per gallon, up more than 30 cents in the past month. And the average mortgage rate was up again on the key 30-year loan, its highest level since 2009. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reported Thursday that the 30-year rate ticked up to 5.3%. By contrast, the average rate stood at 2.94% 1 year ago. Reduced immigrant labor is believed to have led to price increases, and supply chain issues have led to a shortage of baby formula. The Senate on Thursday confirmed Jerome Powell for a second 4-year term as Federal Reserve Chair. However, while many Americans are hurting, one industry is thriving: casinos. More on those stories.
With gas prices hitting a new all-time high, drivers are left fuming at the pump. At this BP station in Brooklyn, a gallon of regular is $4.55. Uber driver Raphael Bowen spent $35 and got less than 8 gallons of gas and says, what can he do?
I just have to drive. I mean, that's my living.
Joel Baxter won't take the subway to work and drives. He spent $50 on nearly 10 gallons.
I think the government should do something about it, because it's $5.05 for premium.
President Biden has vowed to do everything he can to ease the pain at the pump, the White House blaming Russia. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gas hit $4.37 today, the highest ever, according to the association. Julie Walker, New York.
Less immigrant labor in the U.S. is contributing to price hikes across the board. First, immigration tapered off during the Trump administration, then ground to a near-complete halt at the height of COVID. By some estimates, the U.S. now has 2 million fewer immigrants than it would have if the pace had stayed the same. That's helped lead to a desperate scramble. In Texas, Mike Hell's farm has replaced acres of greens with crops that can be harvested by machines, while increasing pay for his workers, almost all immigrants. Al Flores had to hike the price of a brisket plate at his restaurant with the meatpacking plant's inability to fully staff production lines. Labor issues are among several contributors to the U.S.'s highest inflation in 40 years. I'm Julie Walker.
Infant formula is getting harder to find. Analytics firm Datassembly says 40% of big box stores are out of stock, up from 31% in mid-April. It started with spot shortages during the pandemic. Then in February, Abbott, the company that makes Similac, recalled several major brands and shut down a large plant in Michigan after federal officials concluded 4 babies suffered bacterial infections after consuming formula from the facility. 2 of the infants died. Missouri mom Laura Stewart tells the AP she has had to use 4 different brands in the past month for her 10-month-old daughter, who normally gets a type of formula made for sensitive stomachs. On Monday, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the Food and Drug Administration is working on the issue.
So what they're trying to do, in the shorthand of it, is increase supply by working with a range of manufacturers.
For now, experts are urging parents to contact food banks or doctor's offices if they can't find formula, and caution against watering down the formula or using online recipes. I'm Jennifer King.
The shortage caused by supply disruptions, a safety recall, and temporary closure of one of the main formula-producing plants. President Biden has talked with Gerber and others to increase production and retailers such as Walmart and Target to speed up deliveries. The White House says about half of the formula is bought through low-income WIC benefits for children. I'm Tim McGuire.
As many worry we're headed toward a recession, the Senate confirms Jerome Powell for a second term as Federal Reserve Chairman. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
On this vote, the yeas are 80, the nays 19, and the nomination is confirmed.
The final tally, overwhelmingly bipartisan. The 80-19 vote reflecting broad support for not only Jerome Powell, but the Fed's drive to combat surging prices through a series of sharp interest rate hikes that could extend well into next year. The Fed's goal is to slow borrowing and spending enough to ease inflation, which is at its highest in four decades. Most Republicans blame President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package for it, rather than the Fed's ultra-low interest rates. But many economists have criticized the Fed for waiting too long to respond to worsening inflation, making taming it harder and riskier. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Casinos are making billions.
Commercial casinos in the U.S. made $5.3 billion in March, and they've posted their two best quarters ever, fourth quarter last year, first quarter this year. At the Cosmopolitan Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, President and CEO Bill McBeath made it rain $5,000 cash for each of some 5,000 workers.
Congratulations to every one of you.
Employee Jessica Reagan.
Just to see everyone's reaction when the big announcement and the Cosmopolitan Most Valuable Player Award was given to everybody. Wow.
The tab for the management, more than $27 million. The resort's owner, New York private equity firm Blackstone, expects to wrap up its sale of the 3,000-room property to MGM Resorts International in the next couple of weeks for $1.6 billion. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
In other news, a manhunt ended earlier in the week in Indiana, and overdose deaths hit a record high in 2021.
That former Alabama jail official who disappeared with a murder suspect shot and killed herself as authorities caught up with the two of them. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Vicky White and escaped inmate Casey White were apprehended by U.S. Marshals near Evansville, Indiana Monday after a vehicle pursuit. The 6'9", 38-year-old Casey White surrendered, but Vicky White shot herself. Casey White and Vicky White, who were not related, went missing April 29th after Vicky White told co-workers she was taking the inmate to a mental health evaluation. Instead, the two fled the area, sparking a 10-day manhunt. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley.
Drug overdose deaths reached a record last year. The CDC estimate is more than 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses. It translates to roughly one overdose death every 5 minutes. The previous record number of deaths was set in 2020. The director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse called the latest numbers truly staggering. The White House says it's unacceptable and called for measures like connecting more people to treatment, disrupting drug trafficking, and expanding access to the overdose-reversing medication naloxone. Experts say the pandemic has been very difficult for people with drug addictions, as lockdowns and other restrictions isolated them and made treatment harder to get. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Thursday, President Joe Biden appealed to world leaders to remain committed to fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, as the U.S. marked what he called the tragic milestone of 1 million deaths in America. Later that day came reports on how the meatpacking industry worked with the Trump administration during the early days of the pandemic to keep factories open. All of this as National Nurses Week wrapped, a time to honor the many healthcare workers called upon during the pandemic.
A new congressional report says the meat processing industry worked closely with political appointees in the Trump administration at the height of the pandemic to stave off health restrictions and keep slaughterhouses open even as COVID-19 spread rapidly among workers. I'm Ben Thomas with details. The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis says meat companies pushed to keep their plants open even though they knew workers were at high risk of catching the virus, leading health and labor officials to water down recommendations and culminating in an executive order by President Trump designating meat plants as critical infrastructure that needed to remain open. Subcommittee Chair Jim Clyburn says USDA officials and the industry prioritized production and profits over the health of workers. At least 59,000 caught the virus and 269 died. The North American Meat Institute calls the report a disservice that distorts the truth. I'm Ben Thomas.
Nurses who have been working through the pandemic are being honored during National Nurses Week. At Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Orange, California, chaplain and Catholic priest Patrick Onconquo anointed nurses' hands with oil.
Blessing of the hands is a reminder that everything we do is about helping others.
ICU nurse Patsy Brandenburger says she felt so fortunate to have her hands blessed more than 2 years after the start of the pandemic.
How sad that people passed, but yet so happy that at least the ones that did survive, did survive.
Nurse Paul Karaoke says the gathering itself was a blessing.
We can actually take the mask off and be able to touch each other. It's really a blessing. We've come so far.
Patsy Brandenburger says she's elated to feel the worst days of the pandemic have passed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recalls were issued this week for several popular cars. More on those important notices.
Tesla is recalling about 130,000 vehicles because their touchscreens can overheat and go blank. The cars can lose rear-view camera displays and settings that control windshield defrosters and indicators, increasing the risk of a crash. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hyundai is recalling thousands of vehicles. The problem is fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers some 2013 and 2014 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. In that recall, dealers inspected the hoses and replaced them if they were damaged. If not, heat-resistant tape was installed. This time, all the faulty hoses will be replaced. Hyundai says there are no confirmed crashes, fires, or injuries, but it does have 138 reports of problems. This comes after the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration stepped up a series of investigations into engine compartment fires that have plagued Hyundai and Kia. Mercedes-Benz is recalling thousands of vehicles to fix a problem that could cause the brakes to fail or not work well. The vehicles this covers are some ML, GL, and R-Class vehicles from 2006 through 2012. Mercedes says moisture can get into a brake booster housing and cause corrosion. It says it has no reports of crashes or injuries. Dealers will inspect the brake booster, and if necessary, they'll replace it. If your car is involved in this recall, they'll notify you by letter beginning at the end of the month. I'm Rita Foley.
The Pulitzer Prizes were announced earlier this week, as were Tony Award nominations. More on those stories.
The winners of the Pulitzer Prizes have been announced. The Washington Post has won the Pulitzer Prize in Public Service Journalism. The AP's Ed Donahue's got this.
The Post was honored for its coverage of the Capitol riot. Pulitzer's Marjorie Miller says the Post found numerous problems and failures in political systems and security before, during, and after the riot.
Providing the public with a thorough and unflinching understanding of one of the nation's darkest days.
Five Getty Images photographers were awarded one of two Pulitzer Prizes in breaking news photography for their coverage of the riot. The other went to Los Angeles Times correspondent and photographer Marcus Yam for work related to the fall of Kabul in Afghanistan. The Pulitzer Prizes also awarded a special citation to journalists of Ukraine, acknowledging their courage, endurance, and commitment in covering the Russian invasion, which is still ongoing. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The musical A Strange Loop leads the nominations for the Tony Awards with 11. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
We wanna know.
Michael R. Jackson's production about a black gay man writing a show about a black gay man has nabbed nominations for Best Musical as well as Best Featured Actress for L. Morgan Lee, who is the first openly transgender performer to get a Tony nomination. MJ, the musical about singer Michael Jackson, has 10 nominations, tied with Paradise Square, a musical about New York during the time of the Civil War.
Girls, this is a good catch. And release.
Among the familiar names earning nominations are Billy Crystal, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Felicia Rashad. The Tonys will be given out June 12th in New York.
There was a lot going on in the world of the arts and entertainment. Fred Savage was dropped from the Wonder Years reboot. Tom Brady will have a career after football. Viewership for the Kentucky Derby came from an unlikely source. A prominent actor protested at Starbucks. Ashley Judd discusses the death of her mother, Naomi. And the Ukraine war is personal for an opera student.
Fred Savage has been dropped from the Wonder Years reboot amid allegations. The show's production company did not offer details, but 20th Television says it investigated allegations of inappropriate conduct and decided to terminate Fred Savage's employment as an executive producer and director of the new Wonder Years. The 45-year-old Savage was a child star when he appeared in the original series. It followed a white suburban family in the late 1960s and early 70s. The new version of The Wonder Years premiered last fall. It revolves around a black family living in Montgomery, Alabama in the late 1960s. Don Cheadle serves as narrator. I'm Ben Thomas.
Quarterback Tom Brady already has a job lined up for after he retires. The seven-time Super Bowl champion will join Fox Sports as its lead football analyst when his playing days are over. But the network says Brady will decide when that will be. Brady announced his retirement this offseason, but recently changed his mind, saying he'll return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd NFL season. Fox says Brady will join Kevin Burkhardt on its top broadcast team. Brady also will serve as an ambassador for the network. He won his seventh Super Bowl with the Bucs after the 2020 season. Brady teamed up with Bill Belichick to win six Super Bowls in 20 seasons with the Patriots. I'm Mike Hempen.
An interesting TV tidbit from Saturday's Kentucky Derby. It's said that seeing is believing, and that appears to be the reason for a big spike in viewership for the Run for the Roses. The spike in question came not during the Kentucky Derby, but after it. It appears people wanted to see if it was true that 80-1 long shot Rich Strike actually won the race, and that added up to more people watching replays of the race than watched the Derby live. NBC said some 36 million people watched the finish on its social media accounts, while live Derby coverage was seen by an average of 16 million on the network and on its streaming service, Peacock. A popular actor and animal activist has taken his latest protest to a coffee chain. James Cromwell wanted to stick it to Starbucks for charging 50 cents extra for plant-based milk. So the veteran actor stuck his hand to the counter of a branch of the coffee chain in Midtown Manhattan. The 82-year-old Oscar nominee, who was in Babe and Confessions, helped get attention for a protest that was organized by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It was also streamed on Facebook. After gluing his hand to the counter, Cromwell later used a knife to scrape the glue off his hand and get it free. Police say there were no arrests. I'm Oscar Wells. Gabriel.
Actor Ashley Judd is giving details about the death of her mother, singer Naomi Judd. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Ashley Judd says her mother was in such mental anguish that she could not hang on one more day for her induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Judd tells Good Morning America she was visiting her mother, went to greet a visiting family friend, then returned to discover her body.
Because we don't want it to be a part of the gossip economy, I will share with you that she used a weapon.
Ashley Judd says her sister Winona is still too broken up to speak publicly. She urged those struggling with mental health to seek help.
An opera student from Ukraine, stranded in the United States, is using music to help her country. Anya Nakonechna has lived off and on in Ukraine, most recently as an opera student at the Lviv National Music Academy. She was at home in a Milwaukee suburb during winter break when the war in Ukraine broke out.
We're thousands of miles away and we feel every single bomb landing.
Nakonechna has organized benefit concerts.
I feel like creating beauty out of all of these horrors are very convincing to people. They bring the message out faster.
Nakonechna says heartbreaking isn't even the word to try to describe this.
All because I'm Ukrainian. Because we're at this point. That is what this federation is trying to do. It's trying to wipe us out.
Nakonechna's grandparents, aunts and uncles, and cousins are still in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue.
The environment was in the news this week. Topics included the state of coral within Australia's Great Barrier Reef, Lake Mead's water levels, New York City's rat population, and a look at how we can rethink our lawns.
Government scientists in Australia say most of the Great Barrier Reef coral studied this year was bleached. Bleaching is caused by global warming.
This is heartbreaking. This is deeply troubling. It shows that our barrier reef really is in very serious trouble indeed.
Simon Bradshaw, a researcher at the Australia-based group Climate Council, says this is the reef's first bleaching event during a La Nina weather pattern, which is associated with cooler ocean temperatures.
91% of the 719 reefs that were surveyed showed some degree of bleaching. Sadly, the most severe bleaching is in that central region that includes the Whitsundays, many of the tourist areas.
Bradshaw says it's never too late.
If we're to have any shot of a living reef in future, we have to be bringing emissions down very quickly through the 2020s.
The Great Barrier Reef accounts for about 10% of the world's coral reef ecosystems. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Lake Mead Reservoir, fed by the Colorado River, has dropped more than 170 feet since 1983, some 70% of capacity gone.
The drop exposing one Las Vegas drinking water intake, forcing a switch to a deep lake intake to continue to supply casinos, suburbs, 2.4 million residents, and 40 million tourists per year. A decomposed body in a barrel was spotted by boaters. The man had been shot. His shoes put the killing between the mid-1970s and early 1980s. More remains were found this past weekend. University of Nevada, Las Vegas history professor Michael Green is fairly certain additional remains will show up. However, Green says people should be more focused on the so-called bathtub ring, now high up on the walls of the lake where the water level once stood. I'm Tim McGuire.
As New York recovers from the pandemic, so are the city's rats, in numbers that health department data suggests could be the highest in at least a decade. So far this year, people have called in what could be a record number of rat sightings, some 7,400. That's nearly two-thirds more than right before the start of the COVID outbreak. Richard Reynolds runs a group that uses dogs to hunt for rats.
What happened during the pandemic was that your restaurant shut down.
He says the pandemic forced rodents to scrounge for food out in the open.
When outside dining came along, there was food again, but you've got some hungry rats, and they're going to come right up on your dinner table and get it.
As part of its war on the pesky vermin, the city plans to install padlock garbage bins on sidewalks to drive the rodents back into the shadows. Bobby Kina Calvan, New York.
It's spring, and you may see your neighbors out sprucing up their lawns, but there are those who are worried about the environment. The lawn, that neat green weedless carpet of grass, is an anachronism, say some, even a threat to the environment. The water, the lawn chemicals, the lawn mower, the gas-powered leaf blower. Okay, so if you don't have a lawn, what do you have? Well, some people have what they're calling eco-friendly lawns, seed mixes you can buy with native grasses that aren't as thirsty or finicky. Other people are mowing less and putting up with the dandelions and clover. Still others are trying to replace lawns entirely with garden beds, including edible plants. It's a more relaxed, wilder-looking yard. But a spokesman for the National Association of Landscape Professionals says lawns are still the mainstream choice. He says people want neat outdoor spaces for relaxing, playing, and entertaining. I'm Rita Foley.
In other science news, astronomers revealed the first image of the black hole in the center of our galaxy.
Astronomers unveiled the first wild but fuzzy image of the massive black hole in our Milky Way galaxy. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
I think it's just super exciting. I mean, what's more cool than seeing the black hole in the center of our own Milky Way?
Caltech's Katie Bauman says images produced from the Event Horizon Telescope are actually the sharpest ever of a black hole. The University of Arizona's Fariel Ozel describes a bright ring surrounding darkness.
The telltale sign of the shadow.
In detail.
Light escaping from the hot gas swirling around the black hole.
Nearly all galaxies are believed to have these giant black holes at their center, this one dubbed Sagittarius A star. Ozel says it confirms existing theories of gravity proffered by Albert Einstein. But perhaps new, it's
eating very little. And because of that, its environment is relatively gentle.
All that audio courtesy the National Science Foundation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
And finally, in international news, the deaths of tourists in the Bahamas was under investigation. The rights of women in Afghanistan are again threatened. And Hong Kong selected a new leader.
The deaths of three American tourists at a Sandals resort in the Bahamas are under investigation. The acting prime minister's office says police are investigating the deaths at Sandals Emerald Bay in Exuma, but foul play is not suspected. The health minister told Eyewitness News Bahamas the U.S. tourists went to a health clinic Thursday with nausea and vomiting, were treated, and left. Friday, three were found dead. A fourth, a woman, was airlifted to Princess Margaret Hospital. He says it seems to be an isolated case, and they're doing toxicology and blood tests to determine the cause. I'm Julie Walker.
Afghanistan's Taliban government have ordered all Afghan women to wear the all-covering burqa in public. The move confirmed the worst fears of rights activists in the country and will heighten tensions between the new rulers and the international community. Shir Mohammed, an official from the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Ministry, announced there will be consequences for those who do not follow the new law. Women who do not wear the covering, firstly, should be identified and their guardians should be advised, and the women themselves should be punished. The decree evokes similar restrictions on women during the Taliban's previous hardline rule between 1996 and 2001. Khalid Hanafi, the acting minister for the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Ministry, said the ruling was to allow Afghan women to live with what he called dignity and safety. I'm Karen Chamas.
Beijing loyalist John Lee is elected as Hong Kong's new leader, replacing Carrie Lam on July 1st. Lee was the only candidate running for election and won with over 99% of the vote by a largely pro-Beijing committee carefully selected by the Chinese government. This comes after major changes were made to Hong Kong's electoral laws last year to ensure that only patriots loyal to Beijing can hold office. He says,
"We must further strengthen Hong Kong's role as the gateway and the bridge between the world and our country."
But critics are worried that Lee's new role will only further tighten Beijing's grip on Hong Kong. As security chief, he oversaw the crackdown on much of the pro-democracy protests in 2019 and is a big supporter of the new national security laws imposed on Hong Kong. I'm Naomi Shannon.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay.
Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.